with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke with Donald Trump following the weekend threat on the former president's life. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The 2024 presidential nominees talked on the phone Tuesday afternoon. According to the White House, the vice president called to speak with Trump directly to express her gratitude that he is safe. It was described as a cordial and brief conversation. The call came one day after President Biden spoke with Trump. He, too, conveyed his relief that Trump was unharmed after a gunman was found near him on the golf course Sunday. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meanwhile, two investigations into the attempt on the former president's life are underway, one from the Justice Department and one from the state of Florida. There were some fireworks today on Capitol Hill during a hearing on hate crimes before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Bob Agnew reports.
Things got tense when Republican Senator John Kennedy asked Maya Berry of the American Arab Institute.
Let me ask you one more time. You support Hamas, don't you?
She said the fact that he would even ask that question to the head of an American Arab organization
very much puts the focus on the issue of hate in our country.
At one point, Senator Kennedy summed up his frustration.
Let's start first with a yes or no.
Democrats on the panel sought to shift the focus away from rising anti-Semitism toward a broader discussion of hate crimes. Bob Agnew reporting.
Pagers used by hundreds of members of the militant group Hezbollah exploded near simultaneously in Lebanon and Syria on Tuesday, killing at least 9 people, including an 8-year-old girl, and wounding several thousand. Hezbollah and the Lebanese government blamed Israel for what appeared to be a sophisticated remote attack. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow is down by 15 points, the Nasdaq rose 35, the S&P climbed 1. This is SRN News. Who are the nuns?
They are the growing segment of the U.S. population that, when asked what their religious affiliation is, they answer none. The Public Religion Research Institute reports that they now represent 27% of America, but they're not mostly atheists. In fact, only 5% are atheists, another 5% are agnostics, and the rest of them, 17%, just say they are not followers of any particular faith. PRRI says they're most likely to live in the far west and are predominantly white, Democrat, and millennial. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A school district in northeast Florida must put back in libraries 3 dozen books as part of a settlement with students and parents. The agreement ends a lawsuit that argued that the district unlawfully decided to limit access to dozens of titles containing LGBT content. Florida recently passed a law that allows parents to get pornographic and obscene books out of school libraries. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close near their all-time highs ahead of a slightly anticipated meeting of the Federal Reserve. The S&P 500 edged just barely higher. The Dow slipped less than 0.1%, pulling slightly below the record it had set just a day earlier. The NASDAQ composite rose 0.2%, driven by gains for big tech companies, including Microsoft and Intel. The mixed trading came as Wall Street continues to expect bigger than usual relief from the economy to arrive Wednesday through a cut to interest rates. The Dow dropped 15 points to 41,606. The NASDAQ gained 36 to 17,628. And the S&P 500 was up 1 point to 5,634. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.